If the liturgy is beautiful and dignified, it helps us to perceive the splendor of God. That was the message at the heart of Pope Benedict XVI's catechesis in his Wednesday audience held this week in a sunny St. Peter's Square.
Dear brothers and sisters,
the Pope's thought on the liturgy stemmed from his reflections on early Christian writers of East and West, in particular St. Germanus, Bishop and Patriarch of Constantinople, who in the 8th century openly opposed Emperor Leo III's campaign against the use of sacred images, judging them to be a source of idolatry. Because of his opposition, Germanus was forced to retire in exile to a monastery, where he later died. But his memory was not forgotten, and in the Second Council of Nicaea, which restored devotion to sacred images, his name was honored.
The writings of Germanus, steeped in an ardent love of the Church and devotion to the Mother of God, have had a wide influence on the piety of the faithful both of the East and the West. He promoted a solemn and beautiful liturgy and is also known for his insights in Mariology. In homilies of the presentation, the Dormition of the Virgin Mary, Germanus extols her virtue and her mission, a text which sees the source of her bodily incorruption in her virginal maternity, was included by Pope Pius XII in his Apostolic Constitution Munificentissimus Deus. I pray that through the intercession of St. Germanus we may all be renewed in our love of the Church and our devotion to the Mother of God.
In comments in Italian, Pope Benedict went on to say that God created man in his own image and likeness, but that this image has been sullied by human sin to such a point that it is almost unrecognizable to modern man. The Pope emphasized that sacred images teach us how to search for God in the face of Christ and the saints, who have been illuminated by holiness. Pope Benedict added that today we tend only to see what is negative in the Church, above all, its sins, but that with the help of faith, we become capable of seeing the Church in a more authentic way, so we may rediscover its divine beauty. In this way, a liturgy that is dignified and aims for beauty helps us all to rediscover the splendor of God.
I offer a warm welcome to all singing-speaking pilgrims.
Among the thousands present at this week's audience was one very particular pilgrim who had made his way from America to greet Pope Benedict, and it was not for the first time.
I was involved with the Holy Father when he came to New York.
He is Joseph J. Esposito, New York City Police Chief.
Well, he had a tremendous influence on everyone in New York when he was there. I would hope that he would have the similar influence when he goes to Israel for peace. It's this thing we need, and I think one of the main ways we're going to get there is prayer, and who better than to tell us to pray for it than the Holy Father.
Upon all of you, I call in the Lord's Easter blessings of joy and peace.
And after greeting all the pilgrims in various languages, Pope Benedict XVI took his leave of St. Peter's Square. I'm Eimear McCarthy.